few halachot and clarifications on the mitzvah matanot le'evyonim. Maran discusses it in Siman Tartzad. Of course, we know the Torah says, Megillah says, matanot evyonim, one has to give at least two evyonim, two aniyim, a matana each. On Purim Day, few chadushim. One chadush that Rachav Avayaz mechadesh is that even though a person is living in America, let's say, where we celebrate Purim on the 14th, he can fulfill matanot levyonim by commissioning someone in Yerushalayim to give money in Yerushalayim that they celebrate on the 15th on that day. Even though it's not your day of Purim, doesn't matter. So long as the matanot levyonim is giving out on Purim day, at least in Yerushalayim, so one fulfills his obligation. That's one hadush that's brought down in Yalkut Yosef in the English version. The second hadush that Rachav Avadiyah is mechadesh is that when a person gives matanot evyonim to a family, if the husband and the wife both are considered needy, so then he can fulfill the mitzvah of matanot evyonim already with ish ve'ishto. And a lot of times that's the situation. The family is impoverished. So he gives to one family, and there's a husband and a wife. He brings an ayah to this from a Gemara in Megillah, Dav Zayin. The Gemara says that one of the rabbis sent his colleague a gift for Purim. He sent them a leg of the animal, and he sent them a barrel of wine. And he sent them back. The rabbi who received it said, "Kiyamta banu rabbeinu mishloach manot ishtereu matanot evyonim." So the Gaon Maharsha says, what would he mean? That he told him, how did he fulfill matanot evyonim? He only gave to one person. So he says, the hadush is that since he gave to his family members and his wife is included, the Lashon of the Maharsha is, Kiyamta banu mishloach manot matanot evyonim. He says here, the Rabbi Shaya Ayani, the Kashir shalach lo deben siyalo v'lebne beto, יצא במידי הקוד, במה ששאר לו יצא ידי ומשתו מלות איש לאהו, והידי ששאר גם כן לאשתו ובבני ביתו, יצא ידי מתנות אביונים. Clearly, מה שהאל, that who ואשתו is considered to. אני לא צריך למה מגיע, זה ראייה. The question would be, in that case, לכאורה, the husband should give the wife that money that she should spend for herself. Because whatever the wife gets, anyway, goes back to the husband. So some want to say that in that case, she should get that money to be used for her. The other hadush that we came out in the halakha, the Aruch HaShulchan has a big hadush. The Aruch HaShulchan said that a husband and a wife are only obligated to give one matanot le'evyonim, one obligation amongst them, because ishto ki gufo. If the lady's not obligated to give separate matanot le'evyonim, she can rely on her husband's matanot le'evyonim. It's his hadush. He says ishto ki gufo on this. However, Hakam Ben Sion clearly said that ladies have their own obligation, and therefore it's proper that the husband should give lady money specifically, because whatever really the lady has goes back to the husband. So, or if she has her own money, let's say, from somewhere. But really the lady should be cognizant to fulfill this obligation. The Rambam clearly says that the mitzvah of matanot evyonim overrides all the other mitzvot. Meaning, if you have a budget for Purim, you're supposed to spend most of the money on matanot evyonim. Today, unfortunately, people spend more money on mishloach manot. And really, there's no greater benefit, Rambam says, than to make the orphans and the widows and the umlalim and the people that are downtrodden happy. That is the halakha. Rachav Avadiyah also writes, you can be yotze matanot evyonim with a check. Even though the banks are closed, let's say, doesn't matter, the check has a value that he can go and he can buy products. With somebody that trusts him, he can say, look, I have a check, I'm going to give it to you tomorrow when I cash it. Therefore, it's considered valuable, and therefore, one is yotze yedei chovah.